ABC Radio Australia.
Hawaii's State House on Monday voted to approve a resolution calling for a permanent and immediate ceasefire in Gaza. It's the first American state to do so. The resolution also calls on the US government to facilitate the entry of humanitarian assistance into Gaza, including food, fuel, water and medical supplies, and to begin negotiations for lasting peace. For more on this, I'm now joined by Brahim Aldey, an ethnic studies professor at the University of Hawaii. With that, I say aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo nui.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Brahim, of course, how significant is this resolution?
Well, as you mentioned, it's the first and only state in the nation that its legislature has passed this concurrent resolution, Senate concurrent resolution, concurrent because also the House concurs with it. So it's really significant, and it shows the progressive nature of the state of Hawaii. And especially the Democratic Party. This is a democratic state. To give you an example, the Senate, out of 25 members, 24 of them are Democrats and one Republican. So there's like in the Democratic Party itself a lot of pressure on legislators, and legislators also have to be in concert with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. So it is significant also in terms of that, here we have the Senate of the concurrent, the legislature of the state of Hawaii urges the congressional delegation of the Hawaii delegation, that is, to pressure even Biden and other and the U.S. Senate to pressure them to pass a ceasefire, permanent ceasefire, to have a permanent ceasefire. That's one. The other thing is to, as you mentioned, to send aid of all kinds, potable water, medicine, food, etc., because people are starving now. I mean, the children are dying, etc. And the important thing that the resolution was based on customary international humanitarian rights that does not that prohibits targeting non-combatants because it is in violation of that Rule 1 of customary international humanitarian law. That's one. The other thing is that they relied on the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, in its decision on January 26, 2024, that there is a plausible genocide going on in Gaza. So these are the two important things that the resolution brings up. So it is a huge thing that gives, especially in Hawaii, because we have a lot of activities against genocide perpetrated by Israeli forces and so on in Gaza. So that gives a lot of support and, propels forward the movement for a ceasefire, permanent ceasefire. on the 3rd, this is a Friday, we're going to have at the University of Hawaii, not an encampment, but teach-in and a lot of activities and the speakers and all of that. And there will also be a march at the university and so on. And the movement here is just growing, not only in terms of students and faculty for justice in Palestine, but also Jewish Voice for Peace and Hawaii for a ceasefire, or Hawaii for Palestine as well, and on other islands, on the island of Maui and the island of Hawaii, which we call the Big Island. And on Kauai, there are people who are working for support Palestine and you know, against the genocide, Israeli genocide committed in Gaza as we speak.
Yeah. Brahim, you did talk a little bit about the pressure that this can put on the Biden administration, but I'm wondering, is this more of just a symbolic gesture of solidarity, or you really believe there will be a bit of an influence on his administration?
I can tell you, frankly, like the congressional delegation in Hawaii does not really support a ceasefire. For instance, Congressman Case, Ed Case, he vehemently opposed a ceasefire, although, you know, delegation from, you know, Jewish Voice for Peace and Hawaii for Palestine group went to him, and he just completely said no, because he knows on which side his bread is being buttered, you know. Yeah. So it is symbolic in one sense, but as I mentioned, that gives oomph, you know, like a lot of forward motion to the groups here in Hawaii that support, you know, a permanent ceasefire. We don't want any ceasefire, you know, ceasefire for 4 weeks, 3 weeks, however many weeks, you know, and then what? And then the killing starts again. That's not good. So the U.S. has the power to stop the war, to stop the genocide and the aggression. But it appears that the United States, and at least the Biden administration and the ruling elite in the United States, does not want that, because they have certain kinds of plans for West Asia and North Africa, but mostly West Asia, to maintain dominance of the Zionist state in Palestine, so-called Israel, to keep it dominant over the rest of the region. This is something like, this is a tall order. That's not going to happen, you know, whatever it takes, you know.
And look, sorry, we have to wrap up, but I'm just trying to understand. Obviously, Hawaii has a history of colonization. The sense why Hawaii does resonate so well with Palestine and what's happening?
The population, because all the Hawaii groups, that active Hawaii groups, are in support of Palestine because of the indigenous question here in Hawaii and in Palestine. Palestinians are the indigenous people. And so there is that organic link between the two groups, or between the two spaces, even though one is in the Pacific and the other one is in the Mediterranean.